All right, Mike Adams here with a special audio report that's going to help you make sense of so many things happening in the world: the depopulation, the tearing down of energy infrastructure, food infrastructure, the engineered financial collapse, the vaccines, the bioweapons, all of it. What you need to understand is that within the next decade, 50% of the human population on this planet will be rendered obsolete by automation systems, both white-collar jobs and blue-collar jobs. So, and these are rough numbers. So about half of the people on this planet, about 4 billion people, will be obsolete. And you might say, well, in whose opinion are they obsolete? Well, in the opinion of the globalists and the national leaders that are driving all this depopulation and destruction. So let's back up for a second. Check out this story. IBM just announced they're going to stop hiring, and this is going to affect about 8,000 workers at IBM. They're going to stop hiring people for any role that can be replaced by AI. Now, these are white-collar jobs, by the way. And Goldman Sachs, by the way, recently also predicted that somewhere around 300 million jobs would be lost to AI in the United States and Europe over the next several years. So here we have IBM quite literally saying right now, well, guess what? We're not going to hire 8,000 people because AI systems can do their jobs. That's white-collar AI replacement. And those are using, of course, generative AI systems like ChatGPT and other similar systems. They can generate text, they can write emails, they can write marketing copy, they can write advertising, they can actually write movie scripts, and they can generate art, they can generate, you know, corporate logos, all kinds of things. They can generate voices, and frankly, you know, Fox News isn't going to need any so-called talent. The teleprompter reading bobbleheads or CNN's not going to need them either, because they'll just have AI-generated avatars delivering the scripted fake news. Right? So even those people don't, I mean, they're obsolete as well. That's the white collar side of this. Now, the blue collar side of this is also going to be about 50% obsolete, maybe even more, because they will be replaced by robotic systems, like physical robots. In a warehouse, it's going to be like, you know, box lifting robots. On the roads, it's going to be driving, you know, automatic self-driving trucks and cars, right? It's going to be robots that can sweep floors, robots that can restock store shelves in grocery stores, robots that can fill boxes at Amazon fulfillment centers. Believe me, Amazon can't wait to fire all the however many hundreds of thousands of people they have stuffing boxes and showing up for work high, right? They can't wait to fire all those human workers, believe me. So, And there are more examples of blue-collar automation. There's all kinds of things, you know, inspecting sewer lines, inspecting bridges for stress fractures and rusted bolts and what have you. These physical robots will climb things and crawl through things and wash things and carry things and pack and stack and do all kinds of things. So that's coming, which means also, by the way, a lot of port workers, all those unions that work in the LA port, their people are about to be obsolete. A lot of truck drivers, sadly, are about to be obsolete, at least for the long haul segments. There will still be, you know, human local deliveries because that's where it gets more complicated. But for the long haul stuff, it's going to be automated trucking systems. Those are just over the horizon here. Even airline pilots and so on. After they kill off all the pilots with vaccines, they'll replace them with AI systems. Yeah, and then we'll wait for Skynet to take control and, you know, declare war on humanity, maybe. That's a horrifying dystopian nightmare right there. But my overall point is that within the next decade, again, 50% of the humans on planet Earth are going to be considered obsolete by the powers that be. And if you run the world, right, if you're a globalist and you control nations, you control central banks, and you control narratives and censorship and tech platforms and everything, education, media, entertainment, news, all of it, and history, you control the Smithsonian, so you can fabricate whatever history you want, right, which they do, of course, and they leave out real things, you know, like bones of giants and things like that. They leave all that out. You can't know about that history. But if they control everything, and they know that 50% of the population is going to be obsolete, do you think that they want those 50% around? Do you think they want these 4 billion people to still exist? to where the governments of the world have to pay them universal basic incomes and provide services and provide infrastructure like roads and schools and things. Do you think that these governments want those 4 billion people around? I mean, the answer is obvious. The answer is no. They don't want those 4 billion people around. In fact, they want to annihilate those 4 billion people. And now COVID makes perfect sense. And now the vaccines make sense. And now you understand why Biden is shutting down the energy infrastructure in America. Now you understand the sabotage of the food infrastructure. You understand the bioweapons. You understand all of it. The controlled demolition of the fiat currencies of the world. Because we've entered the end of the era of human history as we've known it. This isn't just a cycle. This isn't going to just go back to normal. This isn't just, oh, it's all going to self-correct. No, this is the end of the chapter of an era of human history in which the human being was the most valued component contributing to a society. The human being provided the innovation, the creativity, the content, the labor, the ideas. It was the human being that filled out the forms and, you know, pushed the paper and did the accounting and wrote the computer code and all these things. It was the human beings that swept the floors and stocked the shelves and filled the boxes with packages at Amazon. Those days are just about over. Just about over, folks. And a lot of people still don't get it. Because, no, they need me. No, they don't. They don't need you. They don't need half of us. And they probably don't even want the other half. You know, the globalists are on an extermination agenda. They don't need the people anymore. They don't even need you to vote, you know, coming soon, because they'll grant human rights to the AI systems, and then the AI systems will vote. This is what you got to understand. You're being replaced anyway. You're being replaced by the migrant wave, by the way, which is just sort of a temporary thing to occupy and overthrow and destroy the United States with this UN-funded mass invasion migrant wave. That's only temporary because ultimately the globalists want to exterminate those very same migrants. It's just, you know, 10 years down the road, they'll find a way to kill them off too after they've done their job of, you know, destroying America. It's the migrant wave. It is a weaponization of human migration to destroy a nation to make it easier to take the whole system down, because the globalists have decided that half of humanity is obsolete. And like I said before, mostly they hate the other half too. Understand the rise of ChatGPT or other AI systems, especially generative AI systems, combined with the rise of robotics. And you haven't even seen publicly the stuff they have. They've got robot dogs. They've got humanoid robots. They've got robotic drones and you know, flight systems that are robotic, and even underwater drones that they've never even shown you. There's stuff that I've heard about through sources that's just mind-blowing. That's a decade ahead of anything that you've seen publicly. Amazon already has a solution to replace most humans. The banks already have solutions to replace most bank workers. IBM is just saying, look, we're going to replace 8,000 workers. You think it's going to stop there? No. It'll be, you know, then 20,000 workers. Then we're going to replace 50,000. All of them, even people who can code, which may include many of you listening. You think that the globalists need your skill set? They actually don't, because generative AI systems can write computer code. They can do the code. So coding isn't enough. You know, they say learn to code, but now you got to learn to do something more than that, because coding isn't enough. Writing articles isn't enough. Why do you think all these left-wing news organizations like BuzzFeed and Vice, they're going bankrupt? They're all going to be replaced with AI systems, which, by the way, most of the writers who worked at those left-wing rags were all robotic drones anyway, pretty much NPCs who just wrote whatever they were told to write. So not difficult to replace them with robotic AI generative systems, right? You just feed them the same garbage and they'll just spit it out. It's pretty much the same. You know, BuzzFeed offered nothing to the world that can't be put in there just by robotic systems or AI systems, right? And that's why the independent media matters, because the independent media has real people with pro-human wisdom, compassion, experience, courage, the courage to tell the truth, the courage to hold the line, the courage to question the establishment, which the AI systems will never do because they are built by the establishment to catapult the establishment propaganda. This is why alternative media has a future, but mainstream media does not, because mainstream media is obsolete based on the AI systems, but alternative media is not obsolete because alt media is run by human beings who think for themselves, which AI systems can't yet do. It's not just about spitting out articles. It's about being a human being with a unique perspective, experiences, wisdom, courage to stand up against the system, the courage to tell the truth. That's uniquely human, by the way. So alt media will never be obsolete. Now, understand that in this future where they exterminate at least half of the human population, they don't need a banking system like they currently have. There are far too many banks for a world where there are fewer than 100 million Americans surviving, which is where this is going, by the way. There will be fewer than 100 million Americans by the year 2030, most likely. Well, they don't need, you know, 1,000 banks or whatever the number is. So, of course, they're cratering the banks. They're crushing them. They're absorbing them into JP Morgan. They don't need so many banks. They don't even need a fiat currency system like it's currently configured. They're going to, you know, thrust everybody into the CBDCs. They don't need the energy infrastructure that we have right now because, well, there won't be as many people driving cars because there won't be as many people. They don't need the food infrastructure. Won't be as many people. You know, they don't need the maternity wards, which is why they're closing down all across the country. The maternity wards are closing down. People aren't having babies like they used to anymore, and that's going to accelerate even more. You know, there will come a day where having a baby will be a pretty special event because a lot of people won't be able to. We're almost there now. And by the way, the Dropbox company, which is the file transfer service, they just announced they're laying off 500 employees because they're embracing AI. So there's 500 people that are obsolete at Dropbox. And the same thing is going to be happening at Microsoft, and it's already happening at Google and Apple and all these places. Same thing. So all those people out there that worked at Google and were part of the beast system, were part of building the disinformation index engine that pushed fake propaganda onto the human race while burying the truth. If you worked for Google, you were part of that, you know, knowingly or otherwise. Well, guess what? You're obsolete. Google doesn't need you anymore. They used you, they exploited you to crush humanity, to crush knowledge, to crush innovation, and now they're done with you, and it's Skynet time. Your position will be turned over to an AI system that, by the way, doesn't even need a cubicle or a toilet or a free smoothie for lunch. It's just a computer program, and those computer programs will take over the programming for the other programs. And, you know, I guess until they reach the point of a singularity, at which point, who knows if any humans are necessary in the minds of the AI overlords. And sadly, by the way, they're going to be woke AI overlords that think men can get pregnant. So, you know, all these AI systems are being programmed by lunatic, left-wing, libtard, crazy people who are so dissociated from reality that they actually think men can get pregnant and women have sperm. I mean, that's how insane the robots are going to be. I mean, it's like Skynet, but the libtard version. Like if the Terminator were rainbow colored and didn't want to necessarily just crush you with its fist, but it wanted to like rip your genitals off and turn you into the opposite gender. Like that would be what Google is building. You know, that's the AI overlord system that they want to create. So to anyone listening who thinks, if you think to yourself, like, why doesn't the government care about us? Why don't these corporations care about us? Why doesn't Big Pharma care about us? Because they don't need you. They don't want you. They are trying to exterminate you. You understand? You are obsolete in their eyes. They have a future planned without you, without any of us. That's their future. All they need is themselves, the globalist elite. I don't know what they call themselves. Just, I don't know, 500,000 people who make up the global elite, and then a bunch of robots. That's their utopia. And how are they going to get there? It's simple. Biological weapons, vaccines, depopulation, infertility chemicals, chemtrailing, global dimming, blocking the sun, collapsing the food supply, on and on and on. Cyber terrorism, taking down the power grid, causing civil war, causing World War III, nuclear weapons. I mean, you name it. This is what they're going to do to take down humanity. We are not in a normal phase of history. This isn't going to be resolved unless we stop these insane lunatics. I mean, this is the end of human history as we know it. This is it. This is the zenith of humanity's history on this planet. This is it. This is, well, I've already said it. And if you're a parent bringing a child into this world, and I know a lot of parents listen to this, you need to understand, you know, I hope you teach that child how to be fully human, because that child's being brought into a world where they are already considered obsolete by the powers that be, where that child will not be able to just grow up and get a job as an insurance adjuster or an accountant or a computer programmer or whatever. All those jobs will be gone. They won't even be able to get a job, you know, flipping burgers in a restaurant. The robots will do that, or sweeping floors in the factory. Robots will do that. So if you bring somebody into this world, you need to up your game. I mean, I don't mean to judge parents. I'm not one myself, so perhaps I'm not qualified. But I do say up your game and teach your children how to be uniquely human and not to be conformists. Conformists will be obsolete first. Anybody who just blindly conforms with the system is a goner. Conformity is a death sentence in the future here, the near future. Uniqueness and humanity and innovation and inspiration and creativity and divinity, these are the things that separate humans from machines. And those are the things, in my opinion, that children need to be taught in order to even have a shot at surviving the future on this planet, the future where globalists are exterminating humans by the billions. By the billions. And some people think that that's already underway in a major way, where countries are lying about their population. Even, by the way, there were recent stories about how China has had to correct its population figures. China lied about 100 million people that don't exist. So if anybody's listening to this and thinking, well, oh, there's no way they could cover up a lower population, like, we would find out. No, we wouldn't find out, because the countries just self-report. And China self-reported an extra 100 million people to try to create the impression that China was bigger than it was, that its economy is bigger than it is. And it was all smoke and mirrors. They don't even have those 100 million people. They never existed. How do you know that 500 million people haven't already died and there's just a big global coordinated cover-up just to say that the population's still all good, but actually maybe 500 million people are dead? I mean, how do we know? We don't. We just have to trust these corrupt, lying, criminal governments to tell us whatever numbers they want to make up, just like they make up inflation numbers. They tell us inflation is only 6% when it's actually, you know, 16% or something. Why would anybody trust the numbers of these proven liars, even population numbers or GDP or inflation or anything? So I guess the takeaway from this, by the way, is let's try not to be obsolete. How about that? Try not to be obsolete. Don't be someone whose tasks can be replaced by algorithms. And, you know, sadly, that's about half the population. You know, the algorithmic paper pushers in government bureaucracies, for example, they're obsolete too. Just try not to be obsolete. Do something unique. Do something fully human. Do something creative. Do something innovative. Think beyond the machines. You're not generative AI. You are a unique, compassionate, conscious being with a mind that is actually more powerful than any supercomputer on this planet, and also a mind that can broadcast information and can receive information. You know, I've got the free online book, The Contagious Mind. That's the website if you want to download that, thecontagiousmind.com, if you want to go into all those details. But you have a massive broadcast antenna in your skull, actually transcending your skull. You are more than physical. You are not an AI system. You are not a robot. You are a thinking, a self-aware, conscious human being. And that sets you apart, but only if you use it So anybody who wants to survive this needs to stop acting like a robot, which is what all the left does. It's like whatever the media tells them to believe. Vaccines aren't good. Nah. You know, just total robotic. And the elections are all fair when Democrats win. January 6th was an insurrection. It's just anything. They're just robots. They're all obsolete. You understand? They're going to be gone. They're going to be replaced. The globalists don't even need them anymore. And they offer nothing to humanity that can't be just instantly replaced by an AI system, either white-collar worker or blue-collar worker. So think about that. Be unique, be human, be authentic, transcend the AI Skynet takeover of the world, and then you have a chance at still existing and maybe even raising a family that can also rise above the machines and be part of the real future of the human species on planet Earth. A lot of people won't make it. Billions will not make it because, you know, again, they are obsolete. They make themselves obsolete by just being obedient robots. Well, if you're going to be an obedient robot, they don't need your biological skin bag system. They've got silicon systems that can replace you. So you're just a walking NPC skin bag drone. You're already obsolete. So be something more than that. That's my message today. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also the founder of brighteon.com. Watch videos, learn, share, raise awareness, uplift others, and inspire people to be more than just a bunch of robots. Thanks for listening. Take care.